The new recording has started.
Yeah,
well, I think we'll leave the door open because we're expecting Boris and maybe a few other people coming late. So the reason that I'm going over lecture 10, which was lecture 8 for you, the last lecture of the part 1, is because, not just because I didn't finish it last year, but because in a way it actually encompasses everything I want to do in this course. And if you remember how it goes, I generally like to circle around things. So in a way, I'd like to circle around. It's like pretty much all the material that I want to cover in detail in the course was covered in that class. So I think it's a good introduction into this second part. Hi, Boris.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi. Hello.
Yes.
Sorry to be late.
That's all right. I've just started recording, so we've just been doing introductions, really. So just for everyone who was here last year, Boris was the year before a graduate of 2017. Why are we recovering this class again? It's the David Eagleman class, if you remember. And the idea of that class in my mind was, after having done all of that phenomenology, I just wanted to say, well, the years go on. I think it was 2016 now that it was actually broadcast, this documentary. But it was a pretty good kind of popular, for people who are interested in scientific documentaries, a kind of a popular picture of brain science, where it's at, what the understanding is in that world of human consciousness, and that was the point of that documentary, to kind of throw that on the table in a way that I hoped everyone would find it in a certain way convincing, because expresses or in some way contains a certain understanding of consciousness and even being that our culture has, and by our culture that's a difficult thing to define in itself. It's a sort of a collective idea that lives in the background, whether you can articulate it or not. Now, I wonder if that makes sense to you. There are collective ideas. I mean, I've been studying Carl Jung lately, so stuff from Jung is going to start slipping into the way I speak. I can't help that. But I agree with Jung.
Sorry.
Now, I've forgotten your name.
Oh, Oscar.
Oscar.
Yeah.
Oscar. Yeah. Hello again, Oscar. So just a quick... So Oscar's again from the year before. So we've got a nice mixture now of two years plus Joe from the year before that. So that's nice. I like the fact that all three classes now have kind of come together. Oh, yes, it's the usual thing. I'd replay my own voice memo if I could. What was I talking about?
You've been reading Jung.
Oh, yes, reading Jung, about this a kind of collective cultural understanding that I'm suggesting to you that informs the way that we see things, whether we're aware of it or not, or whether we can articulate it or not. And the reason I chose this documentary is because it actually is an articulation of that understanding. And it doesn't. It's not a matter of whether you agree with it or not, because that understanding that David Eagleman was expressing kind of lives within the. Because I've worked at the universities, I understand this. It lives within the structure of the world, that the people who. Give out the research money. Give out the research money to people like David Eagleman, and when some government department wants some advice about something, they ask for people like David Eagleman. I mean, not for everything, right? But they'll pick a specialist, and the specialists are generally people who are at university, who are at the top of their field, who've written books, who've demonstrated their expertise. And we, as a society, when you get below the daily newspaper and all of the surface material, the understanding on which we work, on which we actually, when it matters, we base our decisions, revert back to experts. And the experts, I wouldn't say that they all... Wes, I wonder, are you going to attend?
Hey?
You know, it's part two.
Oh, I will next week.
Yeah. What? I wonder if I could get a projector. And a screen. I walked in here, but there's... Or I can project onto there, but is there usually a screen in here?
Do you want me to do it?
Thanks, Wes. As usual, my short-term memory it declines with age, and now does anyone remember what I was talking about then?
Stephen John, no?
David Eagleman.
Oh, yes. Yes, this collective understanding that I want to trace in this course, it comes out of science, and it comes out of us... And it's not as if everybody in science and everybody in academia agrees with each other, but there's a deep seated change that occurred in European civilization with the scientific revolution. So a part of what this course is about is I want to look into what that was, not really as a matter of history, but because I want to look into this collective understanding that we share and bring it to consciousness so that we can articulate it and make it known to ourselves in a way that I consider... I was thinking about this in the car. Wes, do you want to say something?
Yeah, I've got to show you the code and the key.
Ah, yes. So that means I could get the projector by myself?
No, it means it's open, but you can lock it up.
Ah.
You'll have to lock it up, otherwise it won't go for a walk.
Okay, I'm just going to pause the recording while I get this.